This is Wrap Radio, that podcast that gives a radio-like feeling. Hello, how are you all doing? Welcome to another interesting episode of The Real Corner on Wrap Radio. Trust me when I tell you that this is a very, very interesting episode. And that's because I'm going to be covering a whole lot in this episode. I'm trying my best to not really cover too much, but I'll try my best to cover a lot. I don't know if that makes sense. That's because I've been rather inconsistent and it's not something that I'm proud of, guys. I've tried my possible best to fight it. And this is me coming out here because, we can only fight it if we decide to start, right? So the last time I published an episode of Real Corner, I think it was in January. Was it January or February? I think it was the first week in February. I can't remember. I don't think I've ever published TRC this year. Let me try and check. Even as you're listening, let me check. I do not think so. Let's check. Right, you ought to have done this before recording, but it is what it is. I don't think I've published any episode of the Real Corner this year. Yes, I haven't. Bro, I haven't. I haven't published any episode of The Real Corner this year. To show you how unscripted this episode is, I had to go check again because a part of me was like, I published an episode now. I don't know, Sha. Anyway, guys, on this episode of The Real Corner, I will be discussing how my Q1 went. By Q1, I mean how my first quarter of this year went. While discussing that, I'll take a brief look into how I want to make this Q2 look like. Number one thing I'm not proud of in my Q1, which I've said over again in the years of people, is my inconsistency. I never saw myself as that person that would go a month, that would go weeks without podcasting and wouldn't even say a thing to our audience. I wish I could get better because Wrap Radio means a lot to me. Podcasting means a whole lot to me. It's like that avenue that I used to share my thoughts. I used to share my cravings and quotes. I mean, when I start craving big things, I'm always coming on here. It's that avenue that I used to pull out people from their mess by making use of my mess as a point of contact to them. A whole lot, right? So podcasting is a whole lot for me. I am not proud of the fact that I was very inconsistent with podcasting in the first quarter of this year. I mean, I just checked and I found out that I didn't even publish a single episode of The Real Corner. That's bad. Very, very bad. But at least I tried to publish 4 episodes of Monday Morning Talk Show in February. I left it in March. Now I'm back in April. Trust me, I'm trying to be very accountable. So I think I'm going to send a message to one of my friends that's going to hold me accountable. From the month of April down to the month of December, I want to make sure that I publish episodes of TRC every damn month. And considering the fact that this month is my exam month, me trying my podcasting level again in a month where I'll be writing exam shows how very committed I want to be to this course, guys. And I really like if you guys listen to this episode, if you guys share with people, because I'm going to come here as the real baby I am, right? So you can at least relate to the things that I'm saying. So back to how Q1 went. Before I give you the total gist of how Q1 went, right, I'm going to go on a short break and I'll definitely be right back. One thing I want you to do is to keep listening because it's about to go down. So keep listening. I'll definitely be right back. Welcome back from that break. If you're a first listener of Wura Radio, my name is Wura Olagoke. I host a couple of programs here on Wura Radio. This particular program is titled The Real Corner, right? It's a program where we share various real life experiences. It's where I basically come here as the real babe that I am. So keep listening because, like I said before, it's about to go down. Now let's go to it. Q1. Q1 2024 started on a very rough sketch. January felt like, I don't know, I could not even, what should I call it? I told myself I was going to take a break. I took a break from podcasting in January. I did that in 2023 too. Like in January, I didn't publish at all. I got so used to the break that it was so hard for me to come back. Then I did a 31-day challenge with a friend on Instagram. I was a bit inconsistent with it at some point. I completed the 31 days of posting. Shout out to my Insta story fam. They were the ones pushing me. They were like, go girl, you can do this. Moving on, that was January, right? 31-day challenge, plus I didn't podcast at all, but my other podcasters were podcasting. Like, you get my point. Of course, they were releasing episodes and persons on Wura Radio were listening to it. Shout out to great audience on Wura Radio. I mean, let me take a deep break. I actually went to check our listens and I found out that despite the fact that we were a bit inconsistent, some persons are still listening to our old episodes. You guys are the real MVPs. Shout out to you guys. I really, really, really appreciate your show of love. I love that you love our content. I mean, there are a lot of persons that create content and they're looking for persons that will listen. But we have persons that are listening. Despite our laziness and inconsistency, we can see that you guys are still sticking to us. Come on. Thank you so much. So that's that about January. In February, I started to release episodes of MMT. So I was doing that every week in February to the end of February. But I didn't release TRC. I said that before. So that was February. I'm talking about the content creation side though. In March, I didn't even do anything content creation, except that I went out for events and I would just record me hosting the events on my stories, on my Insta reels and all. So I really, really said something when we started this year. I said, 2024, my career shifted. That exactly was it was my prayer point for 2024. And I made sure to say it in the past tense because I already saw it as a reality that my career is going to experience a divine shift. I almost said divine. Ah, Yoruba girl in me. Anyway, you guys get me. I almost said divine. Oh my God. So I said that 2024, I was going to experience a divine shift in my career. That's just what I really prayed for. When everybody were praying in 31st, that was my main prayer. It didn't happen in January, or maybe it happened and I didn't notice. It didn't happen in February. But in March, I experienced this I experienced this divine touch in March. Why? Because I hosted events that I never even knew I could host. Don't get me wrong, I'm a badass event host, and that's not me being proud. Event hosting comes to me very naturally. Like, you can tell me to come and host your event in 30 minutes, and you'll be shocked at the way I will handle your audience. It's me knowing what I know how to do. I know how to host events. But I never knew that God was going to grant me those platforms so quickly. I never saw them coming in the first quarter of 2024, right? So it happened in 2024. If you want to know the full gist, just go follow me on Instagram at Wura Olagoke. It makes it easier. Follow us on Wura Radio to Wura _ Radio. But if you follow me on Instagram at Wura Olagoke, you're going to get to find out that I was busy in March. I was very busy. Like, I mean, I wish I was actually podcasting in March so that I could be giving you guys a live update. God really showed up and showed up. Like, God decided to tell me that you want a divine shift, right? Okay, I'm going to show you up. I think I'm going to find a new word for divine because I can't be embarrassing my family members here. I mean, you get my point. So it happened like that in March. What did I notice in my Q2? In my Q2, I had a mental block. I never understood that it was mental block until I searched on the internet. I could not think of anything to podcast. It wasn't laziness. I could not think of anything. For a queen of consistency like I am, it was shocking. Beforehand, if I see a chair, I can create a content out of a chair sitting, like a chair, an ordinary empty chair. But I noticed that in the first quarter of this year, nothing was coming. In fact, the episodes I recorded in February, they were from my content book from last year. You can imagine that kind of situation. I experienced mental block. So I'm using this to actually pat a creator at the back. Guy, girl, you may be experiencing mental block and you're feeling like you are alone. Trust me, you are not alone. It wasn't funny. At a point, I had to tweet that, am I still a YouTuber? Am I still a podcaster? I mean, I stopped podcasting I stopped recording videos like before. Like, I don't know how to explain this to you guys. It was really crazy, guys. It was real. I experienced that and I understood that it happens. What did I do to take myself out of this mental block? It was a fight, too. I was not soft on myself. I was so hard on myself. I kept on telling people. I kept on telling myself every day, rah, you did not podcast. Rah, you not recorded any video. Rah, I was just so particular, but I was just telling myself, you've not done this. Then guess what? Guess how I got out of this mental block? I kept on telling people. I was not silent about it. That's one thing I want to tell person that I experienced in mental block. Make people know. I kept on telling people. I kept on telling my friends. Then today, which is the day that I'm recording this episode, I was telling a friend of mine that, you will not believe that I've not been podcasting. Then she said, you have to keep showing up. Oh. The way she said it, she's somebody that reposts my content every now and then. You have to keep showing up, that she said, may look like an ordinary sentence or statement by anybody. It's ordinary, right? But I didn't know how that was what I needed to pick up my book and record. She said, then record about what you are going through. It's not compulsory, it has to be a big topic. Let people know what you are going through. People will relate to it. And I was like, okay, that's fine. Let me give them a breakdown of how I've been. Like, let me just explain to my audience why they've not been hearing from me. That is the reason, guys. Mental block is nobody's mate. I experienced it. And for persons who try to over-spiritualize things, they will say, no, it's not like that. It's from the devil's camp. It's from, you get my point. I didn't even attack it from the spiritual angle. I understood that it happens to people. And it was just my face. I mean, for somebody that I've been podcasting consistently from 2020, I only took breaks maybe a month or two, from 2020 down to 2023. It should happen. I mean, my body is not a machine. So I just accepted that it was happening. That it is time to happen. And I kept on living. So that was that about the mental block. Then, how did I fight this bull of inconsistency? I'm still fighting it, right? And that is why you're listening to me. The number one thing I did was that I made sure that in this my Q1O, I was saving a lot of motivational quotes on Instagram. I kept on posting on my status. I'll post on my Insta story. So for persons who actually check my status or check my Insta story, they would think I'm posting for them. Indirectly, I'm actually helping other people I know, but I was actually posting for myself. I'll go back and check my stories. I'll go back and check my status and I'll be like, okay, fine. You got this girl. You're still on this track, girl. So I was channeling all my posts, everything to fight an inconsistency. I made sure that I was not off social media because I know that the moment I say, okay, let me stay off social media to fight inconsistency, that is when I'll even become inconsistent. Because trust me, guys, social media fuels my creativity. And I'm not gonna lie, I'm so grateful for the gift of social media. It fuels my creativity a lot. So I just told myself that, okay, let me make use of my status updates, my stories, and also if you are somebody that checks my stories and checks my status updates, you would understand that most of the things I do there is actually to fight inconsistency, if you can check very well. Then what I did that was quite interesting, which actually is part of the reason to have this episode, is that I did a match dump for my Insta story. So it basically shared the journey of the month of March, right? From the first day of March to the last day of March. And I was like, oh, wow. If you can post a dorm like this, what would take you to take your microphone and record? So that's how I took my mic and I started recording. And that's why you're listening to me. Then I got distracted in the first quarter. Guys, I got very distracted. The idea for 2024 is for the career growth, right? So I'm this person that I'm a woman of many, many names. I'm an event host. I'm a voiceover artist. I'm a podcaster. I'm a YouTuber. In fact, let me show you guys. I'm a copywriter. Anything for the money. Sometimes I even transcribe audio to text. Do you get my point? I do a lot of things. So, but the first thing that bettered all these things is podcasting, which is like the foundation, right? I found that I actually got distracted by the funds that came from other aspects of my career. Funds phones can turn your head around. Phones can make you forget your purpose. You know, I know that podcasting is one of my very, very great purposes in life, because through podcasting, I've met a whole bunch of people and I've helped a whole lot of people to the glory of God. So I understood that I got distracted by the way. And that is why I picked up my microphone and said, you know what? You're going to fight this. So it's fine if you're experiencing this. Maybe you got distracted. You've already set up the goals that you want for this year. And you just noticed that from January to March, you were distracted. My dear, it is okay to pick up those goals and start all over again from April, May to June. And guess what? June is even my birthday month. So we're going to wrap it up. I'm going to come here by July, the first episode, the first week in July. I'll come here and I'll gist you about Q2. And I'm very sure that all the things that I've said here, we try as much as we can to trash it out. I then, because I'm going to come back to listen to this episode over and over again, maybe every day in this my Q2, I will try. So that's that. I got distracted in this Q2, in this Q1, and I really love the fact that I understood that it was distraction. And I'm already tackling it. And that is why you are listening to me. So it's fine. It's fine for you to get distracted. Very, very okay for you to get distracted. You get it? So let's take a little break. A little break. Let's take a break, guys. And I'll definitely what is wrong with me? Let's take a break, guys. And I'll be right back. I mean, if you stop podcasting for a long while, you've been making mistakes like this. This is just 12 minutes and I'm already making mistakes. Anyway, stay tuned, guys. I'll definitely be right back. Welcome back from that break. So we've discussed how I experienced mental block in Q1, how I experienced a bowl of inconsistency or bowls of inconsistency, how I experienced distraction. Now let's talk about how I was very lazy in Q1. I was very lazy. See, it's not me being too hard on myself. It's me facing reality. And I think a number of persons can try this. You can try this when you're done. Yes, I achieved a whole lot in my Q1. Great wins, lots of W's. But the W's would have been wider, would have been bigger if I wasn't lazy. I think that I was very lazy in my Q1. There's some things that I ought to have done, but I've left them undone. Now I'm facing the process of wanting to do them now in my Q2. I mean, the stress is a whole lot on me. It's making me do, I don't know how to say it. It's making me do the right thing at the wrong time. You get my point? So I was actually quite lazy in Q1, and I've acknowledged that. And that's why I'm working on it in Q2. Now to the things that I want to do in Q2. Very simple. I want to refocus and I want to redirect. We are facing refocusing and redirection in this Q2. By refocusing, I'm saying that I want to dissipate my energy into my purpose. Rural Radio is going to experience a lot of juicy content. Trust me, guys, you'll be shocked at the way I'm going to be giving you content back to back. My podcast is coming back. I mean, Rural Radio is coming back. We're going to be alive again. I'll make sure that my co-podcasters and I give you content as much as we can in this Q2. So be assured that you're about to have a podcast cutter. You're about to have a podcast full cutter in 2024. This April, May, June, I'm giving it to you back to back. And I'm going to be faithful to this. I will try as much as I can. And if you noticed in this episode, you noticed that there were a lot of breaks. I was breaking, words were not aligning. Like that. It's because I've been lazy. You understand? You know, when you've not been doing something consistently, there is a probability that you would forget how to actually do it the way you usually do it. So like they say, you can be a champion in your game, but the moment you stop that particular game, I trust you, the amateur will be way better than you. So I have decided I want to refocus and I want to redirect my energy into this aspect of my career. My podcast is back. Trust me, guys. This Q2, you're going to hear it. So if you didn't learn anything from this episode, I want you to learn number one thing. You are not alone in the road of mental block. A lot of persons experience mental block and they take a number of measures to take themselves out of it. I've shared mine. You are not the only one that feels lazy. You are not the only one that feels inconsistent. Trust me, you're not the only one that feels like you are distracted. A lot of persons experience this. But you know what pulls us out of it? when we acknowledge that we are in that state and we decide from the heart, from our heart of hearts, right, to just channel all our energy into it and be better. So join me in this road into this Q2 as we refocus and we redirect. Thank you very much. I mean, you listened up to this point. You are a real G. Thank you very much for listening to this episode. Please share with your friends and family, and make sure to follow Wura Radio on Instagram and on Twitter, now X. Follow us on Instagram and on X, Wura_radio, to listen to this episode. You're going to enjoy it. Also, guys, listen to other programs on Wura Radio. Aside from The Real Corner, we have Gist with Arewa, we have The Roundtable with myself and Tifa, we have The Kiran Review, we have Beyond Inner Beauty Show with Susan, and we also have Love Street. By the way, I have a juicy content for Love Street for you guys. Don't let me give you now. I think I will give you at the end of March, at the end of April, the last week in April. I'll try to release the episode. I'm not promising, but I will try. Thank you for listening once again. I remain the one and only favorite media girl, Wura Ola Ola Goke. Bye.